I'm now joined with Peter Keohane, Principal of Donaghy's Community School in Airfield, to speak about their forthcoming tour to Italy for students and also about some other current issues concerning the school itself. Good afternoon, Peter. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Johnny. Good afternoon.
First of all, Peter, tell us when the tour will begin and for how many days.
Yeah, we've a school trip going to Italy at the end of September, and it's going to be for 3 nights and 4 days.
Oh, okay. And is it aimed at students from all levels, first year right up to Leaving Cert?
It is. Now, what we try to do here, Johnny, is to give every student the opportunity and the experience, because, like, travelling, as we know, broadens the mind, of course, and some of the happiest memories they have from school are the school trips over the years, so we don't make it exclusively for any one cohort of kids. I know in some schools they might gear it towards the transition years or a particular year group, but no, we like to make it available to anybody that wants to go.
And roughly how many students can go?
At the moment, Johnny, there's 90 students on the trip.
I assume the tour is now booked out at this stage, of course.
Yeah, but look, there's always great flexibility. We understand the things that can happen at the last minute. The good news and the bad news, a kid that maybe thought they couldn't go got a little present of a few bob somewhere and are now able to go. And unfortunately, it goes the other way too, where once they thought it was okay to go, they now can't go. So yeah, it's more or less booked out, but there's always a little room for flexibility.
Oh, okay. Will you be going along yourself?
That's a very good question. I haven't committed yet. I hope to. I genuinely hope to, because, you know, one of the problems, I suppose, in a job like I do is you're here to serve the students, parents and students, and look after the school as best you can. And it's on trips like that that you get to know the kids best. You see a lovely side to them. You see a really, you know, sociable, enjoyable side to them. So I've already said to the tour organisers that I will be trying to go on this trip.
Excellent. Sounds good. So how will the school manage with less teachers and classes during the time of the tour?
Well, that won't be a factor, Johnny, because, like, as you might know, I'm not sure, but each school is required to do X amount of days per year. So within the calendar, there's very little flexibility, but we have 2 days flexibility. Most schools build in a little flexibility whereby they can add a day to a long weekend somewhere along the line. So that weekend we're going is a weekend that the school has taken one of those flexible days and will be closed on the Friday. So the students will depart Thursday evening and they'll be back in time for school on Monday.
So the tour includes trips to Venice, Verona and Lake Garda. Take us briefly, just briefly, through the sample itinerary.
I mean, there's a full itinerary put together by the tour organisers, both the travel company and the team of teachers here in the school that will lead that trip. So I know that they start off in, they land in Milan and they travel straight to Verona where they'll be staying. So in Verona, of course, I mean, I've been to Verona before. There's a beautiful amphitheatre and they'll build that, built back, I think, in 30 AD. I remember, just a little aside, being there a couple of years back with my own kids and a band called Imagine Dragons were playing in the amphitheatre and I'd never heard of them. And since then, they've become one of my favourite bands and I regret always not going to see them in the amphitheatre in Verona that night. So they'll visit the amphitheatre. And then, of course, Verona is also the seat of the scene and the setting for Romeo and Juliet, where the famous balcony that Juliet made her speeches from, that's there, so they'll visit that. Like, strolling around the city of Verona is fantastic as well. And that's all on the first day. So that evening, then, they'll transfer back to Lake Garda for their accommodation.
Oh, OK. What type of accommodation would they stay in?
Yeah, look, they'll be staying in, there'll be either 3 or 4 to a hotel room. Now, it's not 5-star hotels, it's about 3-star hotels at their budget. But like school tours over the years have fantastic accommodations now. Gone are the days where you'd have 20 people in a room, you know, like in 6 dorms or whatever. So like it's lovely accommodation, all approved by the travel company, all seen by various reps. And, you know, the reps have been out to the school and we've gone through all of that in detail. So the accommodation is absolutely lovely.
Okay, and I believe in Venice they will travel in Vaporetto. Just for the sake of some of our listeners, what exactly is a Vaporetto?
A Vaporetto? Now, I've often heard of the gondolas, but I know the Vaporettos are, you know, you arrive in St. Mark's Square by boat taxi and you might leave by boat, bus or whatever. So, I mean, that's how they'll be arriving in and arriving out of St. Mark's Square in Venice, is by Vaporetto. So it's some type of a boat taxi, Johnny. No, I'm no expert on it, but that's what I believe it is.
Okay, and I think they visit a stadium as well.
Yeah, kids will always want to go and visit a football stadium. So I think Verona, Hellas Veronas, don't they play in the Italian Premier Division or whatever it's called, Serie A in Italy? So yeah, they'll go and visit the stadium.
Well, I have to say, it all sounds absolutely wonderful. God, yeah. I'd love to go myself. Everyone must be really excited now, looking forward to the trip.
They are really. Like, it's a lovely break after the years of COVID and not being able to do students. It's lovely to be getting back to normal. It's really nice. Hopefully the summer and the beginning of the school year will be all pretty normal and that everything can go ahead as normal. It's a gorgeous part of the world, like up around Lake Garda, Venice and Verona. So much to see, so much education, so much learning, you know, between language and culture and food and just sights. You know, it's a lovely opportunity. And again, it's not too far away. You know, you're not going on big long flights to, you know, the other side of the world or anything. So it's a little hop across to Italy. And it's a fantastic, exciting kind of a prospect for the beginning of the school year, because it'll keep them going over the summer. And it's happening at the end of September. So it's really not that far away in school weeks.
Yes, and it's a good time to go weather-wise, you know.
Oh, the weather should be great. Yeah, yeah. You know, the weather should be really great at that time of the year, you know, in that particular part of Italy. I'm just looking there as well. They're going to visit a little place called Sirmione, which is on Lake Garda. And if anybody looks at a map of Lake Garda, they'll see a strip of land, you know, shooting up into the middle of Lake Garda. And that's Sirmione. And it's spectacular to visit that. It really is.
So apart from the school trip, tell us how your students are getting on generally with schoolwork. Are they enthusiastic about their education?
Brilliant. I have to say, you know, I said this to you before, Johnny, a couple of years ago when we last spoke. I came up from West Cork over 30 years ago now and met, you know, a cohort of students here in the Donaghy's Community School. And I have to say, their heart and their effort and their interest is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. They just give it their all the time. The more than any school, you know, we have the full range and the attitude is really, really great. You know, the interest that the students have. Like I like to think that during COVID, when they didn't have the safety net of coming to school every day and the normality of coming to school every day, that they would tell us that they actually missed us. Now that they're back, it's great. Like, long may normality continue, because that homeschooling, while it was necessary and it was all we had and we had to do it and we'd do it again if we have to, there's nothing to beat, you know, the face-to-face interactions, the normality of the walking around the school and the getting back to the routines that we were all used to for years and took for granted. So it's just really nice. Yeah, they're doing great. They're doing super. They're all getting excited now for the end of the year, you know, so that's not far away.
No, it's not. And for those about to sit their junior and leaving cert exams, how are they doing?
They're doing great. Leaving certs now had a particularly upset, you know, cycle of education over COVID. But we've had a good run now for the last number of weeks, and the changes have been made to the Leaving Cert to kind of take cognizance of the realities that they have faced over the last couple of years. So they're a great, hard-working, enthusiastic bunch of students that I hope will do very well. The Junior Certs, it's the first Junior Cert. We've had Leaving Cert every year in different ways. This is the first time now, post-COVID, that we're back to Junior Cert exams. So kind of tough for these students. They haven't seen their previous 2 year groups ahead of them sit junior cert exams, so they're back into it. So it's a tough one for them. Well able for it, no problems. But you know yourself, yes, it's easy for people like us to say it's no problem. Of course, they're a bit nervous, a bit apprehensive, and a bit worried. But look, number of weeks it'll be all over, and they'll realise, wow, you know, we did fairly well there.
Yes, of course. And tell us briefly about the sports facilities at the school.
Yeah, lots of sports facilities. Actually, it's touching on the sports facilities. We've a fantastic PE hall with a modern gym upstairs, you know, with all the gym equipment. The PE hall is as big a PE hall as there is anywhere in the country. I'm going to begin fundraising for a new floor on the hall, Johnny, as soon as possible. So something that I'm anxious to do is provide a top-class floor on the hall. The floor is over 40 years old and really does need to be changed. But of course, in this climate, there's nobody running up to you to give you the vast sums of money that are required for that, especially at department level at the minute. But look, people around the area are very good, and I think we'll go on some bit of a fundraiser with the Parents Association of the school here and maybe past pupils, and anybody who wishes to contribute would be great. We have access to the sports fields around the school. We have so much extracurricular going on. In fact, we have our under 19 boys soccer team in a Leinster final in the next 10 days. Not sure who the finalists will be yet. That's semi-finalists to be played. But we beat St. Leo's of Carlo 1-0 in the semi-final. So, like, it really is super to have, you know, a team from the school in a Leinster final coming up in the next 9 or 10 days.
Oh, fantastic, yes. And the school also provides adult education classes and some PLC courses. Tell us just briefly a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we run a fairly comprehensive adult education programme here, you know, outside of school hours in the evening times. So we've a full brochure, like lots of different classes on offer, from the various arts to pottery and languages. There's golf lessons, there's yoga and Pilates. There's a full brochure and a full range of a curriculum provided to the community here at night. PLC. You know, we run two fabulous PLC courses here, one in the childminding area and the other in the fire and ambulance area. Students from the locality, community, from anywhere that want to continue their studies after the Leaving Cert, we offer two courses here in the school to students, two fully certified courses, you know, PLC courses in childcare and in fire and ambulance services.
For anyone interested there, they can find out all the information on your website.
They can indeed. DonaghyCommunityschool.com.
Excellent. Peter, finally, are there any other current issues concerning the school that you would like to mention?
Not at all. You know, I'm delighted with the return post-COVID. It was very difficult for some students, no question. I'm glad to report that as I speak to you now, Johnny, in what seems to be a COVID more friendly environment, is that all the students are back, all the students are happy. They're all getting ready for exams. There's a lovely atmosphere. We're back talking about graduations for the first time in a number of years. Coming up over the next couple of weeks, we'll see the fourth years graduate and the sixth years have their big evening, of course, for their first in-person graduation in 3 years now, isn't it? So there's no real current issues that are pressing other than, you know, the usual, always trying to make improvements to the building, make improvements to everything that we offer here in the school.
Right, so we leave it there for today. Thanks again for joining us. It was great talking with you. And good luck with the trip to Italy, of course, and all the very best. Do take care.
Thank you very much, Johnny, and the best to you too.
You're most welcome. Now, that was Peter Keohane, Principal of Donaghy's Community School, talking about their forthcoming tour to Italy for students and also some other local issues concerning the school itself.